Play Here signs are posted on lots of Arkansas gas stations, grocery stores, and quick checks, where counter clerks will dispense lottery tickets for cash to individuals over 18 years of age. The Arkansas Lottery has also had a stockpile of 100 automated touchscreen vending machines, but it's taken time to set them up. One reason was a bill floated in the Arkansas legislature, which failed in a House committee and is now under interim study, seeking to ban gaming machines. Another was finding stores willing to set them up. Julie Baldridge is a public affairs and legislative relations official for the Arkansas Lottery Commission.
Actually, the ticket vending machines were something that we aspired to as we were starting up the lottery. And so when we did the original RFP, which is a request for proposal, it's a sort of an announcement that people can make offers to us for our business, and for the specific business of our draw ticket vendor, which as it turned out became a large multinational company called Intralot. We included in our specifications that we wanted the first 100 vending machines to be part of that deal. Plus, we wanted the option to purchase additional vending machines, and we wanted a price for what that would be. So once the original contract was approved, which was prior to September 28, 2009, the vending machines were a part of our original contract. It was approved by the Arkansas Lottery Commission, that portion, and that portion also was approved by the Arkansas Legislative Oversight Committee, which is the part of the legislature that supervises the lottery. So this was all in place and part of the law, part of the contractual agreement that we had back before the lottery sold its first ticket.
The Arkansas Lottery offers instant games, Powerball, a multi-state jackpot game drawn Wednesdays and Saturdays, Mega Millions, also a multi-state game drawn twice weekly, Cash 3 and 4, which are two daily Arkansas games of chance to win up to $5,000, the Arkansas Million Dollar Raffle, and several other games. Most tickets are sold over-the-counter at convenience stores and gas stations.
We also have retailers such as, for example, the Kroger stores. It's a really good example. They have to sell their lottery tickets across the customer service counter. And because they can't sell them at the checkout lines where people check out with groceries because it would clog the checkout lines. People would be, they would have a lot more foot traffic. They would be able to process their grocery purchasers more slowly, and therefore it would cause a problem or a hold up in the flow of their business. And it might alienate some customers, so they don't want to do it that way. So they do it over at the customer service counter. Well, I don't know if you've ever been to a customer service counter at a grocery store, but I have when I got home and, say, the milk was spoiled and I had to turn around and take the milk back. And you do that at the customer service line.
And lottery players don't want or need to stand in long lines, Baldridge says.
So those big box stores like Kroger's have an issue with their with the profitability of the lottery tickets. However, if you're in the Kroger store and you check out with your lettuce and your tomatoes and your loaf of bread, and you are on your way out the door and you see this ticket vending machine, you know that you can walk over there, put in your money, buy your lottery tickets, and walk away, and it'll just take a minute.
Making vending machines a perfect fit for a grocery store, she said. So far, Kroger's and Brookshire's have signed on in several chain convenience stores.
We have placed our ticket vending machines at 6 locations of the Love's chain. That's L-O-V-E apostrophe S. Those machines are in place, and those are sort of a cross between a little retail establishment, a convenience store, and a gasoline store, a frequent stop for the truck drivers. The Brookshire's is a brand new client. We're very excited about them, and we're looking forward to those machines going out. In fact, they're on their way as they are with the Kroger stores. We're not exactly certain of the schedule, but we know they're going out this week.
Baldridge said between 20 and 30 machines have been set up in cities like Batesville, Morrilton, Little Rock, Cabot, Ozark, Prescott, and Van Buren, and just not anyone can play these devices.
As with all lottery ticket sales, these machines only take cash. You can't play them with a credit card or a debit card. You have to feed cash into the machines. Second, there is a scan that must take place of a driver's license or an official state ID, which would identify your age. So that has to take place. There's been the discussion of the fact that what if, you know, somebody uses someone else's ID? And that certainly is something that's of concern. And because of that concern, our commissioners voted when they approved the placement of the machines that the machine would be in view, in constant view, of a store employee at all times. It's not going to be in a back hallway. It's not going to be around the corner. It's going to be directly in front of a person who is stationary during the day at the store.
And if that store monitor has to leave, there's a kill switch to turn the machine off, Baldrige said.
The other thing is, if you happen to buy a winning ticket, and you can do all that at the machine, you can put your money in, you can choose your ticket by pushing different buttons, you can actually even complete a play slip and have it produce a Powerball or a Mega Millions ticket that will have the numbers that you choose. You don't just get the computer doesn't just pick it out. It will if that's what you want it to do. But you can also feed your numbers in, and it's sort of like the little spaces that you fill in on a standardized test. You black out those little number areas and feed that into the machine, and it reads it, and it produces your Powerball or your Mega Millions ticket that has those exact numbers on there. So it's I always said, the first time I saw it operate, I said, I want to take it home so it will clean my house. But let's say you're a winner. Let's say that suddenly you win $50. You don't get $50. You get a voucher. And then you have to take that voucher to either an Arkansas Scholarship Lottery Claim Center. And that's if it's over $500 for the prize. Or if it's under $500, you have to go to a clerk in a retail business somewhere in Arkansas. And that would be, let's say this happens at a Kroger store, that you could take it right there to the countertop and cash it in. Or you could carry it with you, and the next time you're in a Murphy USA, you could cash it in there. At any retailer, $500 or less, they can pay that prize. But you do have to see a clerk about it. So it's not just that that a teenager can play and get cash out of the machine. They've still got to go through the exact same process to claim that prize as they would to buy a lottery ticket, which is to present themselves to someone. And at that time, of course, their ID is going to be checked. And if the clerk has a concern that this is a minor, you know, it could be a fairly serious issue, and certainly the money wouldn't be paid to a minor. So there's a lot of checks and balances with this machine. We're one of, I think, four states that have the age verification in the machine.
Vending machine deployments been purposely slow, Baldrige said, to make sure no glitches occur early on and that the devices are placed correctly. Once positioned, the machines are checked often by lottery staff and cannot be moved, even by the store. In the 19 months the lottery's been operating, it's grossed $775 million. 65% of net profits, or $503 million, were delivered to more than 30,000 so-called academic challenge scholarships in the 2010-2011 school year to Arkansas seniors enrolling in public and private nonprofit colleges and universities. More than 90,000 students applied. Last week, the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, which oversees the scholarship program, announced that 10,000 more scholarships are being awarded in $4,500 increments to university students and $2,250 increments to community college students. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.